Thank you, Virginia. Leading the news, two men are due to face court today on terror charges relating to the murder of Sydney police employee Curtis Chang. 18-year-old Raban Alou was accused of commissioning the execution carried out by teenager Fahad Jabbar, who was himself shot dead by police. 22-year-old Talal Alamuddin is charged with supplying the gun. A second British teenager has been sentenced in connection with the Anzac Day terrorist plot in Melbourne. The 16-year-old girl will spend 12 months under supervision after pleading guilty to being aware of the plan to attack a police officer. She was romantically linked to the 14-year-old boy who was sentenced to life for plotting the terror attack. Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole 1 year into his 5-year sentence for killing his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The South African Olympian was found guilty of manslaughter after he fired a gun at a locked toilet door, killing Ms. Steenkamp. Pistorius will leave prison early next week and will enter house arrest at his uncle's mansion in Pretoria. And the United States has delayed its military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Most other countries have left the war-torn country. The last Australian troops left in 2013. It is a major policy shift for President Barack Obama, who says Afghan troops are not ready to defend their country on their own. And finally, a news just in, the Australian Border Force has seized 70 tonnes of illegal tobacco in Sydney. That's the largest seizure in a single operation.